For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. It is always an honor and a privilege to be with you all. It's been about 8 or 9 years since we've been doing the show, and hopefully we're still bringing you great information related to health and wellness. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be covering the show then. Hope everybody's off to a good start with the holiday season. Don't forget that the Village Green, our show sponsor, is having their big winter sale now through December 31st. You can save 35% on their Pathway brand, 25% on other supplements, and 20% on all body care products. It's a great time of year to stock up on any products that you need. They've been in the area in business for over 40 years. It's a full pharmacy plus compounding pharmacy, and they have a huge array of vitamins, supplements, herbs, and natural products for your body, your skin, and all over. So definitely check them out. Today, we're going to be covering a topic. We've covered it a couple of times, but it's one we can always come back around to because I believe it's something that a lot of people struggle with. We're going to be talking about chronic pain and ways to manage chronic pain from a more natural and holistic perspective. My guest on the show today is Dr. Emily Telfair. Dr. Telfair is a graduate of Bastyr University and practices in Baltimore, Maryland, where she supports healing and transformation for adults and children with chronic health concerns using traditional naturopathic modalities and cranial sacral therapy. She is the past president of the Maryland Naturopathic Doctors Association and currently serves as co-chair of the State Alliance Committee through the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. Dr. Telfair is past recipient of the AANP President's Award for her leadership in the passage of legislations to license naturopathic doctors in the state of Maryland. So, Dr. Telfair, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this morning. Appreciate having you on.
Thank you, Dr. Passero. It's good to be with you.
So we'll set up the conversation around chronic pain. I mean, you and I are definitely both on sort of the front lines of the medical health world and see patients coming in day to day with all sorts of problems, a lot of it relating to chronic pain. Why don't you give us sort of some of your experiences and take and some of the issues you see around chronic pain, how it's currently managed, and then we'll really start talking about alternative ways of looking into how to get a handle on this kind of situation.
Great. Well, I think as naturopathic doctors, we tend to see patients who, especially in the state of Maryland, that have been to a lot of other practitioners before they come to us. And they've perhaps tried different modalities, some with success, sometimes certain therapies, medications, or other allopathic therapies that may not have been as successful for them, perhaps because they're particularly sensitive to more invasive therapies and are looking for something more gentle and natural. And when it comes to chronic pain, many of these individuals have sensitivity to begin with. And so I find they often will respond better sometimes to a gentle nudge to calm and relax the pain versus something that's more strong or invasive, even such as opioid medications. I particularly in my practice don't see many patients who are currently on opioids. It's just kind of the nature of who's been coming in. So I can't always speak to that process of what someone's journey has been like on opioids or in the process of getting off of them, mm-hmm. Though it is a very important piece to consider in this whole conversation. And what I also get really curious about when an individual comes in with chronic pain is what the message of the pain actually is and what the story of the development of that chronic pain is. You know, the body uses pain as a signal to capture our attention in some way. And in an acute situation, that can be life-saving or simply telling you, you know, get your hand out of that hot, you know, away from the hot stove. But when that signal hangs around longer, I think the story becomes more interesting and learning more about the person living with the pain better guides me towards what therapies they may respond well to.
Well, it's a great point. I mean, that is the start of taking a more holistic approach to pain. I mean, pain and chronic pain is really an interesting, you know, field of study. I mean, we would have to say that probably some of the most common issues that bring people in for chronic pain is related to back pain. That is certainly a huge portion, not all, but a huge portion of the industry of pain management. And that's where people end up on, you know, certain types of medication. They could be non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. They can be the opioids. And we know, you know, what has happened with the opioid epidemic and how the addiction potential of those have created so many different problems. We know that back surgeries, the rate of back surgeries is failure is very high, where people oftentimes have procedures and still end up in chronic pain. And a lot of patients that deal with chronic pain have back problems. But when you look at actually what's going on in the back, it's a little bit mystifying, because what we've found, or what research has found, is that the degree of dysfunction physically in the back is not always equatable to the pain that somebody's experiencing. So if you pull a bunch of people off of the street randomly that aren't complaining of back pain and you do imaging of their back, you're going to find a fair amount of them that have bulging discs or have stenosis or have bone spurs or have some sort of back dysfunction, but they're in no pain. And then you have people that are in terribly chronic pain related to back pain, and you do imaging, and some of them you find the same findings, a bulging disc, a bone spur, stenosis. But sometimes you find people that are in very terrible chronic back pain, and there's really not many abnormalities with the imaging. It doesn't quite add up, and there's been phenomenal doctors. Dr. John Sarno was one of the leaders in this field. He died several years ago, but he wrote all these books about healing back pain. And for him, it comes down to this incredibly strong emotional tie to back pain and to most chronic pain in general. And it's something that, you know, while not every person's going to be healed by just addressing that aspect of it, there's certainly no attention in the regular approach to managing chronic pain to even ask the questions about the story of the pain, like you pointed out, Dr. Telfar, and what might be going on that's contributing to it outside of just the physical dysfunction, because that's what seems to be a predominant role, is that the physical dysfunction can't always explain the degree of pain that somebody's in. So what really is that pain telling us?
Yes, that's what I really actually enjoy the most about the journey of supporting someone healing from chronic pain, is kind of parting the way a little bit as their story unfolds to see where's the history of the trauma, where did this suffering really stem from, because they are experiencing current suffering, but layered often with the pain itself is this additional unnecessary suffering. Sometimes it's holding on to an old grudge. A lot of times I see that patients just very much have a negative view about themselves and have really blocked off a connection of self-love or positive self-regard, which has added to their deeper physical pain. So I agree, the emotional component cannot be ignored when working, even with the structural aspect of correcting things that related to chronic pain or calming down inflammation, that deeper piece really will help with the resolve of the pain. And I've become, over the years, very interested in the research being done on ACEs, or adverse childhood experiences. Back in the late 90s, the CDC published a study that demonstrated individuals who, as children, lived through certain stressful experiences were that much more likely to develop chronic illnesses in adulthood. And even more research in the recent years has even shown these relationships with chronic pain. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes being able to point out this connection of something, an experience a patient had lived through earlier in their life, and how now their body may be finally manifesting an expression of that stress, it actually can be very empowering for the patient, which you think it, in some ways it might be, blaming, you know, their pain now on that old hurt or that old wound. But when they can realize that their body has, this is the way their body's processing and trying to clear and understand that trauma, then they can take action to address healing on that level.
Yeah, it's a great point. And that's, you know, the crux of a lot of what Dr. Sarno addresses in his books, mm-hmm. is that a lot of these issues, most of the issues come from trauma in childhood. And I mean, his books are a great starting point. It's very difficult, you know, for most people to start going through that process, mm-hmm. of thinking about their childhood and all of the traumas and things that may have happened. We really just want to move on with our lives at some point. But when you're straddled with something that's chronic, it is important to go back and look. And I think, you know, for people that are interested in taking a deeper look at the emotional connections to their pain, starting with his books is certainly a great place to start, mm-hmm. because it's really geared at, it's written for people to basically help resolve their own issues, you know, on their own, really giving people the tools to help work through some of those things. And that is a big starting point. And, you know, the problem is that we've talked about when you look at, now we're on to like a very sort of holistic approach to managing pain. Let's go back and dig up our childhood traumas, which, you know, nobody really wants to do. And it's juxtaposed against, you know, people completely ignoring the possibility that pain could be related to anything like that. And that leads to some of the what I consider to be, you know, problems with the way chronic pain is managed now. I've had Dr. Decker Weiss on the show numerous times, who's a naturopathic physician who has a fellow in cardiology. And we talked about, you know, the new research that's coming out related to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. These are the drugs like ibuprofen, naproxen, that people take readily for pain. A lot of people take them daily on an ongoing basis to manage some type of chronic pain that they're in. And the problem is these drugs are now correlated to a significantly higher risk of heart disease and events, not just heart disease, but actually heart attacks. So even the ones that are considered safe are fine. I don't need an opiate drug. I don't need something prescribed to me that has a high addiction potential. I'm just going to take a couple hundred milligrams of ibuprofen every morning. The problem is that we're seeing a lot of increase in the risk for having a major cardiac event. So Dr. Weiss really discussed this whole issue of how to manage pain in a different way and to really look at it, even if it's not going back and digging up childhood issues. There are more holistic ways to look at putting your body back together, back in line, to take stress off of areas where nerves are firing and causing pain. Of course, you know, looking at it as holistically as possible will always lead to the best results. So we want to discuss those things, but there are many other things of resources that are readily available, things you can do with nutrition, lifestyle, herbs, natural products, other natural therapies that can be incredibly successful in helping to relieve people's chronic pain. And it's an important, important issue. When we come back from the break, Dr. Telfair and I are going to start diving into some of the most important things to look at when it comes to managing and addressing chronic pain without turning directly to pharmaceuticals or other heavier interventions. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's gear and sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products. 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. Today, we're talking with Dr. Emily Telfair about chronic pain. And in the last segment, we discussed an intro to chronic pain and discussed some of the sort of interesting concepts around it and the things that we see. That chronic pain can sometimes be a little bit of a mystery for people. It doesn't always necessarily line up with what you find in a physical exam, or physical abnormalities can't always account for the amount of pain that somebody is in. So where is this pain signal coming from is a really good question that Dr. Telfair brought up. We talked about childhood traumas as a possibility. And there are other traumas that can occur outside of childhood that aren't necessarily physical that can continue to drive chronic pain. And so how do we find our way out of that hole? And that is what the point of today's show is. My special guest is Dr. Emily Telfair. She is a graduate of Bastyr University and currently practicing as a naturopathic doctor in Baltimore, Maryland. Dr. Telfair, thank you so much again for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, I'm grateful to be with you, Dr. Passero.
So usually the trajectory of the show, I like to start with really kind of the most holistic type therapies first, because they're often ones that people that get skipped over. You know, everybody can kind of run to the health food store and find some, you know, sort of natural pain relief product, or find something in their email or on the internet that promises to take this pill and relieve the pain and all of those things. And we'll get to some of the things that are the most effective strategies or herbs and nutrients from the natural pharmacy to help with pain. But I don't feel that those modalities are nearly as effective unless you implement the more holistic aspects of any kind of treatment plan. So while we talked about childhood traumas, Dr. Telfair, let's talk a little bit about some other more holistic things that people like to avoid but probably make the biggest difference when it comes to looking at chronic pain.
Yes, and this, I think, leads us into the field of mindfulness. And this is a, you know, word that's being used a lot in the popular vernacular now of practicing mindfulness and meditation. And whereas a lot of people really believe it's a good idea, and I can really wholeheartedly agree about that, and research supports it as well, the actual practice of it is a whole nother matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I can honestly say that I have not seen any other modality within my practice make as big of a difference for individuals, whether it's with chronic pain or any other type of chronic condition that has triggered a great deal of discomfort, that a regular mindfulness practice allowed certain pathways physiologically in the body to relax and calm down, such as calming inflammation, allowing the endocrine system to work more optimally, clearing scattered thoughts, and overall even calming anxiety, which can certainly be exacerbated when someone's living with chronic pain. And this is one of those practices that comes back to that place of patient empowerment, that this is something just by simply being with the discomfort, sitting and pausing for a little time each day, can actually allow for changes to unfold that it's somewhat hard to fully describe until you experience it, but it is a very vital practice that I think is extremely important to welcome in the treatment plan for chronic pain.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are many layers, I think, that mindfulness can create as far as helping with chronic pain. We certainly have the idea of being aware of your pain. We certainly have the idea of, you know, being more in communication with it, which sounds very odd, but it can open up windows for healing, and it can open up understanding as to why it's there in deep transformational shifts that can help relieve the pain. Physiologically, we also understand that mindfulness, particularly if you look at things like mindfulness meditation, which is sort of, I think, what we're getting at a little bit,
mm-hmm.
sort of a structured way to sit down and really get in touch with your body, there's a huge body of research that helps us to understand the physiological changes that occur when you take the time to put yourself into a different state like that. So, for example, we have a lot of research and understanding that relates to sleep and what happens with the body during sleep. We have a major reduction in all of our inflammatory chemicals and cytokines that are released in the body. It's a time of healing. It's a time of certain hormones rise, certain hormones fall. It's like this whole cascade of events that occurs to allow our body to have a healing process. And we know that sleep is one of the most important factors for maintaining longevity and health and reducing chronic disease and inflammation. Well, what they've been able to find is that things like meditation actually cause the same changes in physiology that sleep does without sleeping. Now, it doesn't take the place of sleep, but you can influence the same triggers in your body by doing that mindfulness meditation or really any sort of meditation. And this is important to think about because anytime there's pain, there's inflammation, right, Emily?
Yes, exactly.
So doing things to help monitor or to help mitigate the inflammation usually leads to some sort of pain relief. And we know that taking certain drugs like the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, as the name implies, they're drugs that are designed to block inflammatory pathways in the body. And then we're going to talk about a whole host of things from the natural pharmacy that also do it without the side effects or risk factors with the drugs. But again, we're sort of trying to take a pill to derail a physiological process in the body that's already occurring. Dealing with it in the method of like meditation, where your body's actually shutting it down on its own and regulating on its own, is a much deeper and much more powerful therapy and something really important to consider. So what else, Dr. Telfair, would you like to share about mindfulness? Do you have any favorite resources of things where you might direct patients or any ideas about how people might get started?
Well, yes. I often recommend there's a whole host of mindfulness apps that are available through any kind of app store. Calm.com is a really popular one that I've been using for a number of years. Often patients enjoy Headspace or Insight Timer or a couple of other ones that are pretty popular. There's also a whole host of meditations available on YouTube, so you can just go on your computer and find some. Some of the searches I like to encourage are the body scan types of meditations, which really help you think a little more deeply into your physical body and a progressive relaxation method, and also the loving kindness meditation approach. I think also deepens if there are older traumas that a person experienced through their life, that they're working through, the loving kindness meditation really acts to kind of bring compassionate thoughts towards self that can help relieve pain. And I think the ultimate shift that starts to happen when someone does a regular practice like this is that their relationship with their pain changes. And I think that's important to note because Jon Kabat-Zinn, who designed what kind of a classic approach to meditation used in research called the mindfulness-based stress reduction, or MBSR, that's what he really first discovered in teaching these techniques to patients in pain, is that maybe their levels didn't change dramatically, but their engagement in their life changed significantly because they related to their pain differently. And they're constantly wanting it to be different, or wanting the pain just to be gone, has this whole additional suffering level that when that starts to relax, then a person can step back into their life in a new way.
And that drive to just want the pain to go away, which is perfectly understandable. I mean, pain is horribly uncomfortable. But that drive can lead people to engage with courses of treatment that may create more problems, right?
Exactly. And I think that's what also happened for the medical community, is that even as practitioners, we have to be mindful of our own relationship to pain, because it's also uncomfortable to sometimes be with somebody who's that uncomfortable. And if I, as a practitioner, start to get uncomfortable, what I select as treatment methods may be reacting from my discomfort rather than in the best interest of that person. So I think just as much for all of the individuals living or listening to this program, if any of them are practitioners, it's kind of a call for all of us to be doing this work ourselves, so that we can, how we sit with patients in pain can be different and therefore better guide appropriate treatments.
Yeah, it's certainly a good observation and may very well have led to a lot of the, treatment courses that are done that we now know we're starting to have to backpedal on, such as the overuse and overprescription of medications that are highly addictive. Effective for pain relief, but create a whole subset of other problems that leads to even greater suffering for many people besides the pain.
Exactly.
And, there's a whole lot of information related to that and the problems associated with it. And that also goes for certain surgical interventions and other interventions. And it is tough because you see people that have been in a lot of chronic pain. They've really been through it, and it's a lot of stress on the body to go through back surgery after back surgery after back surgery and, emotionally to go through it to not have results. It does just create a whole another subset of problems. So I think what you're talking about is really sort of reconciling with some aspects of discomfort to help you just pick up and live your life anyway, which, sort of changes the whole dynamic of how you're approaching it to begin with.
Yeah.
Okay, so mindfulness, those are some great resources. I know that the medical doctor Deepak Chopra also has some great resources that are free online through his website and through some of his apps that are available. Also great meditations and mindfulness practices. And really, the more you practice, the better. I have patients tell me all the time, if I bring up meditation, just about everyone says the same thing. They say, well, I'm not good at it. And I say, well, nobody's good at it.
Exactly.
The only people that are good at it are the people that have been practicing. Nobody's good at tennis the first time they pick up a racket. Nobody's good at riding a bike the first time they get on it. Nobody's good at skiing the first time they get on skis. Nobody's good at anything, really, the first time they try it. You get good at something by practicing. Yes, it's a little bit uncomfortable. It forces you to sit still. It forces you to make a little extra time in your day, which is difficult to do when you're also trying to make sure you may be eating right and exercising. And, it creates a degree of silence where people, I think, hide a lot of anxiety and activity. And so to get themselves silent and quiet is a very uncomfortable thing for people to do at the beginning. But with practice, it becomes easier and you start to see the benefits bleed into other parts of your life as far as anxiety levels, improved sleep. We'll talk about pain, reduced stress levels. The research on regular meditation is unbelievably strong as far as blood pressure, heart disease, depression, anxiety. It really spans pretty much almost every health condition. So the investment is very much worth it. Just like anything else, but you do have to take the time to carve out to make it a reality. And just so everybody's clear, nobody's good at it. Nobody likes doing it at the beginning. It's work just like everything else, but it's worth it. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Telfair, let's talk about some actual therapies and modalities that people can seek out, everything from, nutrients to herbs to, other actual physical modalities that are very good at pain relief. So people who are dealing with chronic pain or know somebody can actually start mapping out some real action steps besides just the things we've talked about. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT PTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. We're always covering great information related to health and wellness. Today, we're talking about chronic pain, but before we keep going on that topic, just want to make a quick mention. Our show sponsor, The Village Green, is having their big year-end sale now through December 31st. You can save 35% on Pathway products, 25% on other supplements, and 20% on body care products. It's a huge sale. Great time to stock up on your products. Today, we're talking with Dr. Emily Telfair. She is a naturopathic doctor practicing in Baltimore, Maryland, and we are known Emily for a very long time and have a lot of respect for her and the work that she does, so I'm thrilled to have her on the show today. Dr. Telfair, thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you, Dr. Passero. I'm so happy to be with you.
So we've covered in the first half of the show all the really, you know, kind of woo-woo holistic stuff that probably nobody really wants to do, but we as providers who know the benefit try and really drive it into people's heads that this is what they need to do, because this is honestly where true health transformation takes place. It really, really is. So people, listen up. You can't avoid your health problems just by taking pills. You can't. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a vitamin, if it's a supplement, if it's a drug, if it's an herb, if it's whatever it is, you've got to dig down. If you want to make the changes, you want your – I have this conversation with them with every patient. I say, close your eyes and think about you're here because you're having a problem. It's maybe a GI problem, or they have anxiety or depression, or they have pain, or they have whatever it is that they're coming in. They want to lose weight. They have – whatever it is, fatigue, Lyme disease, all this stuff that I see. Say, close your eyes and think about you're here, you want help. Where do you envision yourself with your health in 1 year, in 5 years? And just put that image in your head. And then I have them tell me sort of what that image is. And I say, I believe that image is achievable, but you're not going to get there unless you really do the work that we need to do as far as addressing things like nutrition and lifestyle and stress and sleep and meditation, all of these things that people need to do that really fundamentally shift their health. So I tell people, you're going to have to learn how to get out of your own way, because what you want in your mind's eye that you just envisioned is achievable, and I can help you get there, but you're going to have to really be engaged in this journey and do the work necessary to get your body there. And most people start to understand it and see that that is the journey that they want to take. They know where they want to get. And then it's my job to help support them through that process and give them the tools necessary along the way to make it happen. But these are the things that really lead to long-term transformations. So with that lecture speech out of the way, let's talk about the things that can help with pain for a lot of people. So, Dr. Taffer, what are some of your favorite go-to naturopathic non-pharmaceutical therapies for helping people get out of pain?
Oh, great, Dr. Passero. And I appreciate that lead-in because I similarly will talk with patients and describe that even these therapies we'll talk about now are really there to hold, kind of prop the person up, to kind of hold the space so that deeper transformation work can really take place mm-hmm. with more ease, and that these individuals can come to know themselves more deeply and love themselves more fully. And that's really what these herbs and nutrients and dietary patterns are really for, so we can live our best lives. So I often will introduce an anti-inflammatory diet for individuals who are managing chronic pain. And this is to kind of lessen the load on the body of inflammation in general. And an anti-inflammatory diet is low in animal products because animal products tend to bring in more arachidonic acid, which can stress some of the inflammatory pathways in the body. And it's very rich in whole foods. You've probably all heard this diet on this show many times before, but more the green leafy veggies, fruits, and other good root veggies, and foods that nurture the liver, the nuts and seeds, wild cold water fish, legumes, and some of the gluten-free grains. I'll often include things like quinoa, maybe gluten-free oats, and maybe a little brown rice, but trying to also be lower in the grains in general. Mm-hmm. And often when patients take this break from things like gluten and dairy and corn and soy and eggs, and sugar and alcohol and caffeine, they just tend to feel better. I've actually designed this as a seasonal detox. I kind of disguise the anti-inflammatory diet as a detox. But because really when people think they're detoxing, this is a dietary pattern that can be incorporated longer term and still be very safe. Certainly individuals, you may want to modify the diet based on their nutritional needs or their sensitivities to foods in general.
Yeah, that's a great start. And I nutrition has got to be a fundamental part of dealing with chronic inflammation and pain. And it's not to say that every single person's chronic pain issue is going to completely resolve when you change their diet, but you'd be surprised at how many people have a dramatic reduction in their pain when you do change their diet. And it should be a fundamental start in exploring more natural ways to help people with their pain issues. And that can be just really setting people up with the mindset of, I'm going to try this for a month. And usually after about a month of following the recommendations of a diet like this, it's going to be pretty clear what kind of improvement you're going to see. And I see this all the time. I've had people literally walk in with canes and walkers due to their chronic pain, start a very well-designed anti-inflammatory diet geared at helping to reduce inflammation in the body, support healing, and have them walk in a week later basically skipping in with almost zero pain. Even I get completely shocked and surprised every time I see it, even though I've seen it probably 100 times. Because it just amazes me how powerful the influence of nutrition is on the body, and it also amazes me how incredibly quickly the body can heal if given the right circumstances. And that is all naturopathic doctors like Dr. Taffer and I have been charged with. One of the fundamental principles of naturopathic medicine is just to remove the obstacles to cure, because the body has the ability to do it. We just have to set up the right environment to let the cells do that job. And supporting the proper nutrition by pulling out foods that are high antigen, high allergy foods that tend to drive all the inflammatory pathways in the body, like Dr. Taffer just explained, sets up a situation in which the cells can start the healing process and the inflammatory chemicals can start to come down. And the results are dramatic most of the time, and they happen quickly. We don't need to wait 6 months to determine if a diet is going to work. You know, usually within 2 weeks and definitely within 4 weeks, what kind of influence a nutrition change is going to make on a pain or inflammatory condition, or any condition for that matter. And it is one of the most fundamental parts of dealing, in my opinion, with any kind of condition. And I feel that way based on 14 years of experience and seeing the most dramatic changes in people's health occur when they take the time to make big changes with their nutrition and diet.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. It is remarkable every time to watch what the body is capable of. And we, thankfully, within the naturopathic tool chest, have such an array of different ways to invite those changes to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would transition a little to the anti-inflammatory herbs, if that's okay.
Yes, some please, go right
I
ahead.
Enjoy,
yeah.
Using in practice. I don't think I could have a practice without the herb turmeric. So curcuma longa is its Latin name, but turmeric, you know, there's so many different ways that different supplement companies now are preparing this herb to be better absorbed within the body and to get into the bloodstream in higher concentrations. So it's been nice in our, you know, in our my time in practice for the last over a decade to kind of see these shifts even happen within the industry to get patients better results with taking less pills.
Mm-hmm.
Often turmeric can be coupled with boswellia, also known as frankincense. And boswellia and turmeric both have been used heavily in the Ayurvedic tradition, and now within our Western healing tradition have been well adopted in the naturopathic community. And sometimes you'll see blends where perhaps bromelain, which is an anti-inflammatory enzyme, may also be included. Other nutrients like quercetin, which is a flavonoid, is sometimes added to general anti-inflammatory blends. And of course, I don't always see as much of a direct impact with quercetin and pain because it's working in the background to calm both the histamine response, which may be kicked up in a chronic inflammatory state, or also kind of helping with gut health, that in other ways I see it kind of contributing to improving you know, results as well. Any that you like to use, Dr. Pizarro?
Well, I mean, those are certainly really the fundamentals and heavy hitters of, you know, reducing inflammation and pain. Turmeric or curcumin for sure. I think people really need to understand that when they turn to the natural pharmacy to try and get some relief, because, you know, pain, it nobody enjoys being in pain. It is a miserable experience. And, you know, people want answers. And so if people are going to, like, listen to this show or decide that they want to, you know, put aside their over-the-counter pain reliever or try and get off of whatever pain medication that they're on and they're going to take the motivation and go to the health food store and buy something, make sure that you talk to somebody that knows what they're doing, that can guide you on the proper preparation of a product and can guide you on the appropriate dosing. Because the reality is if you buy a not well-made product and you dose it at a not appropriate dose for the condition that you have, you're not going to get any relief and you're going to get frustrated and you're going to feel like, you know, you heard information about promises of how this could work and you tried it and it didn't. But it needs to be implemented in the correct way at the correct dosages. Turmeric dosages, usually anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of a day of a very well-prepared turmeric extract that has a good bioavailability or absorption. And there's many different products on the market that have done interesting formulations of turmeric, which is typically very hard to be absorbed through the gut, to aid the absorption so that it can get past your GI system into your bloodstream and find those areas of pain and help to reduce it. But if you don't know exactly what you're taking and how to take it, the chances of just getting something that's really going to be useful is a little bit on the lower side. You know, the herbs that you mentioned, ginger is oftentimes included in anti-inflammatory products. There's some very good products out there that have included these sort of synergistic blends of herbs to try and create an overall anti-inflammatory effect. And they do work. There are some other nutrients. There's an amino acid called D-L-phenylalanine, which is oftentimes used for pain management. A lot of people can get some significant relief. And typically, it worked best when blended with these other anti-inflammatories. So some of my favorite pain formulas have been ones that contain something like turmeric, boswellia, they maybe contain a little of the quercetin, and one of these amino acids, or the amino acid D-L-phenylalanine. SAMe is also, people know about it a lot for things like depression, but SAMe is also known to be a very good pain reliever in a lot of people in disrupting chronic pain. Sometimes what we think with chronic pain is when the signals are firing for so long, even once the injury is healed, the pain signals are still firing, which is why sometimes it's puzzling where there's no longer an injury or an abnormality on an MRI or a CT scan or an X-ray or anything like that, but there's still pain. It's like the brain almost gets in a pattern. And SAMe seems to work on these different channels and help disrupt some of that chronic pain signaling to reduce the pain in general. And then the proteolytic enzymes are fantastic and have a great role, like you mentioned, Dr. Telfair. I really like them with acute injury. this is where they're the best. I mean, there are Olympic athletes, professional athletes, NFL athletes that have turned completely to using proteolytic enzymes and herbs like turmeric to manage the injuries and bumps and bruises they get through their athletic work instead of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Because what research has shown us is that if you take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like naproxen or ibuprofen after an injury, it actually prolongs the healing of that injury. And so you may have more pain relief early on, but the injury sticks around for longer. And these athletes need to be at peak performance every single day that they step onto the field or whatever it is that they do. And using proteolytic enzymes, what they do, you take them when you take them orally, they go into your bloodstream, they find the areas of inflammation, and they start breaking it down, and they facilitate healing. Very effective for acute injury, twisted ankles, post-surgery. There's been fantastic research. There was great research done at Georgetown University that used proteolytic enzymes after surgery. And what they found is that patients who took them after surgery needed way less pain medication, had way less swelling, and recovered faster. And these were very well done studies at Georgetown. And that data has been around for quite a long time, and it is a very useful therapy. If it works for the trauma associated with surgery, why wouldn't it work for the trauma associated with twisting your ankle, getting a car accident, banging your head, breaking an arm, whatever it might be? Very, very useful, very helpful tool, and helps steer you away from some of these other therapies that prolong the healing time and, frankly, we're finding are now having significant issues with risk factors. So I'm getting the look that I need to take a break here. So, Emily, when we come back, let's talk about some other physical modalities that people definitely need to consider when it comes to managing some pain issues. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarte from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarte provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarte is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. Today we've been talking with Dr. Emily Telfair. She is a naturopathic doctor practicing in Baltimore, Maryland. And we've been discussing chronic pain. In the last segment, we talked about some of the most important nutrients for chronic pain. And there are many more we could list. Omega-3 fatty acids or fish oils are an incredibly important component of managing inflammation. We talked about nutrition. We talked about turmeric, boswellia, or frankincense. Those are probably the two heaviest hitting anti-inflammatory herbs that you could work with in trying to manage some of your pain. We talked about amino acids, D-L-phenylalanine, and another product called SAM-E. Combined together, these, especially if you incorporate the mindfulness and the nutrition components that we've discussed in the show, I think most people can make a significant impact on the levels of pain that they're in on a day-to-day basis. Not only that, you can almost guarantee that your overall quality of life will improve. Things like sleep, energy levels, mental clarity and focus, mood issues, all tends to improve when you make these kinds of changes. In this last segment, Dr. Telfair is going to be speaking with us about some of the other physical modalities that we learned in naturopathic school and along the way that are also very useful in managing chronic pain. So Dr. Telfair, I know your practice has a bit of a specialty and a specific type of physical medicine modality that's very helpful in managing pain. Why don't you talk about that a little bit and any other sort of physical medicine type applications that people can do that are very use that's very useful for inflammation and pain.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Pacero. Yes, one of the specialties I have in my practice is a technique called craniosacral therapy. This may or may not be something your audience is familiar with, but it stems from the osteopathic medical tradition. Dr. Upledger is kind of the most well-known for the modern practice of this treatment. And I learned this modality when I was studying naturopathic medicine at Bastyr University in Seattle. And it was taught outside of our traditional curriculum, but it was a technique that we were able to weave into clinical practice when in school. So it's been a part of my tool bag for quite a while now. And this technique involves a couple of different aspects. One is working with the fascia system, and the fascia being a connective tissue, basically the web of life that holds us all in our shape. And particularly with chronic pain, the fascia can often be very inflamed. People may be familiar with something like plantar fasciitis, which is inflammation of the fascia at the bottom of your foot. But there's other areas where chronic pain can be related to either areas of scar tissue when the fascia gets kind of stuck together, or adhesions, which also reflects restrictions in that fascia network. And where these tugs and pulls in that web take place can really impede healing. It can block how our lymph system flows, how the nerves conduct, because everything is moving through this network. And the network is very intelligent because it holds on to memories of our old experiences of injury, physical trauma, or emotional traumas. And then the craniosacral system is comprised of the brain and spinal column, and the dura, which is that tough connective tissue layer that protects our spinal cord and protects the brain. And within that network is the cerebrospinal fluid. That fluid has a very gentle ebb and flow, and I can feel in working with the patient where there are restrictions in that rhythm. And that guides me towards areas where the body may be in need of attention and release and unwinding. But the technique is very gentle. It often involves a very light touch, and the patient stays fully clothed on the table during the treatment. And over the years, I've worked with many different expressions of pain, but also that pain is often accompanied by anxiety, sleep disturbance, a lot of the other chronic health concerns that we've talked about here today. And when the nervous system has a chance to reset and relax, often a lot of that stress in the body unwinds, and then the body's own intelligence starts to allow healing to take place. So it's almost like just reminding the body of what it already knows how to do, similar to how have a healthy diet kind of relieve stress so that the body can do its good work. So I see it as another extension of many of the things we've talked about today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very powerful physical modality that a lot of people haven't heard of but do very, very well with. What other physical modalities do you – and are there any well-designed websites or anything like that where people can learn a little bit more about craniosacral?
Yes, I think that the best site is the Upledger Institute. Mm-hmm. They do have a list of different research studies that have been done in craniosacral, which sometimes are harder to find through other sites like PubMed. And then the different training programs for craniosacral therapy for those who might want to learn to do it also can be found on that site. But just reading more about the practice itself is well described there.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Oh, and then you just mentioned a couple other physical modalities that I may recommend for patients in pain. One is Epsom salt baths, something very inexpensive but can be extremely effective. The magnesium sulfate in the Epsom salts helps to remind the muscles, which get contracted and tight around areas of chronic pain. It basically tells them to let go and relax. So I call it the let go mineral. And adding a good 2 cups to the bath can be a very therapeutic dose. And even doing that a few times a week can really offer relief. And then one other technique I like using is castor oil packs. Castor oil, when used topically, is an anti-inflammatory agent. When it's used orally, it's a laxative. So just to be aware of the different uses of castor oil. But when applied topically over areas of chronic pain, maybe a sore knee or ankle, or even pelvic pain, you can cover the area with the castor oil and then cover it up because it can stain your clothes. And then apply some heat for about 15 to 20 minutes. And I often have patients leave the oil on overnight to just continue getting the anti-inflammatory benefit.
Yeah, I've seen amazing results when people are diligent with applying castor oil to sore joints, sore muscles, sore elbows, arthritic areas. It really is amazing the effect that it can have. It can be helpful like if applied once, but usually the best results pretty much always are seen when it's a repeated application, oftentimes like for several days in a row and then a break and several days in a row, and have people with arthritic hands and wrists where they make like a glove and they cut the fingers off, you know, and they may put a little bit on the wrist, wrap it, and then put the glove on over so they can sleep comfortably without it moving anywhere or operate. Same thing with ankle braces or knee braces. It's a way to kind of keep it in contact with the affected area for long periods of time easily, and that tends to work really, really well. Those are some wonderful, simple, inexpensive at-home therapies people can do that I think would be surprised with the amount of benefit that they get. And again, when you combine something like that with the herbs that we talked about, the nutritional changes that we talked about, the mindfulness that we talked about, this is where you get really these dramatic shifts in the trajectory of people's lives when it comes to their issue of pain. You know, other things to consider, certainly very simple. I think physical therapy is a very underutilized service for people in chronic pain. Some people do get relief with it, but a lot of times the first step when people interface with their doctors with chronic pain is really the medication route. And physical therapy is sometimes something people have to beg for, or oftentimes not incorporated enough, I feel, early on. And a lot of people can use physical therapy combined with things like cranial sacral or chiropractic, or working with the osteopathic doctor who does true osteopathy, combined with all of the other things, can be really effective strategies for managing pain. I mean, that is really what experience tells us, is that if you approach it from enough angles in a very holistic way, you, number one, don't have to be in pain, and number two, don't have to rely on a lot of the other modalities to manage the pain that can create all sorts of other problems. So we are out of time for today. Dr. Telfair, thank you so much for being with us on today's show. I really appreciate your expertise and information. Do you want to let people know, do you have a website for your practice where people can learn more information about you?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Passero. My website is DrEmilyTelfair.com. So it's Telfair spelled T-E-L, F as in Frank, A-I-R. And I'm so thankful to have had this time with you. I appreciate you inviting me onto the show.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time with us, everybody. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and I'll look forward to talking with you all until next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.